Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival. I'm very pleased to be joined by directors Petar Balcanov and Cristina Grozeva, who are presenting the new film Glory. And previously, they made one of my favorite films of the last 10 years. And it's no exaggeration, The Lesson. I was not disappointed by Glory. It was a fantastic movie. And I guess the best way to start the interview is if you could introduce it for our listeners a little bit before we can talk about it in more detail.
Glory is the second part of the trilogy. The story was inspired by the newspaper title. We wanted to show again the absurdity of our reality. But this time we decided to have two main characters, which are absolutely opposite to each other.
This time we put maybe more humor in this story, but from other side, maybe it's more tragic.
There's a little bit of politics there too. So could you elaborate on that aspect of the story a little bit?
Maybe the times nowadays it's very important to articulate this problem in our country, because nobody speak about this, or we speak about this, but only in social networks, not in art or in a serious way. That's why we decided that it's very important to talk about to problem in our society.
Also, I guess more than maybe even politics itself is the press side of the politics, because all of this kind of media publicity stunt is done just to make a minister look good, I guess. But the other story of the person who finds the money, and then there's the whole story that develops from that, he's very removed from that side of the world, and he seems to be completely in a different planet. So that's the contrast that you were talking about earlier, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the arts, every time the contrast is something, it's a base to create. Yeah. And yes, and we like to use this element on the script writing, after in the process of directing. And it was something in the beginning of the script writing that we decide for these characters, for these both characters, that we want to build them in the way of the contrast.
And then when you say that, like, art is always born out of contrast, and maybe I'm paraphrasing a little bit, still, in your movies, the style is pretty realistic, I mean, naturalistic. You don't really have over-the-top stylings. So, in a way, with your movies, do you aim to capture a reality also to the point where you don't completely judge your characters either? You let the audience make up their mind.
Yeah, for us it's very important to leave space for the audience to think about the story and to judge and to understand both of the characters. We try in our story not to have a bad and a good guy, because people are not good or bad. They are what they are.
Yes, exactly. And I could elaborate on that. The character played by Ms. Gosheva, she is kind of not, doesn't seem to be a really nice person, but at the same time, she's got her personal problems. And we never forget that. Speaking of the actors, you cast some of the members of your previous cast in The Lesson. And I was wondering, why do you do that?
The first reason is because they're good actors.
That's true. I definitely have to say
it's not something that we want to place in the trilogy, in each film to be the same actors. And the other thing was that in the beginning, in the script, the PR was a man.
Oh.
And the idea was Stefan Denolubov, who played the railway worker, to be the PR.
Really?
But after we didn't find a good option for the railway worker, and we decided, okay, it will be a good challenge for him and for us if he did this. And after we one morning we wake up and we said, okay, but maybe it would be better if the PR is lady, because when we check in the reality, there was a lot of
women. The contrast will be
in this. Yes.
Yeah, because if I may add, I think this is fantastic what you're telling me, that it was almost an accident, because this element, I think, is going to make this film so relevant years from now. And it's amazing that so these accidents, you are open to them.
Yes, yeah, we love to be open. Yes.
Yeah, we love to improvise all the time. Yeah. And we are not scared to try new things.
Yes, to change or to make a wrong, or we are not scared from the wrong. Yeah. From the wrongs.
Sometimes we are ready to reshoot something, but to know that we tried.
So when you write the script, then you're aware that something might change, even while you're shooting.
Yes.
There is a lot of things that we changed during the shooting. Of course, we prefer to have a very well constructed script. But after with this script, we have the base, and we are more confident after to make these improvisations. And because during the shooting, you feel what is the real film? I mean, how is moving? What is happening?
Yeah, the film is alive.
Yeah,
and the film itself decides where should go or what happens.
Again, this statement is very much like Emile Zola. I don't know if you guys read him, but it's incredible because you do see the film as something that you initiate, but it does eventually have a life of its own, and it's very physical.
Yeah.
And I think that's very true. Just to wrap it up, if you could maybe tell me, especially our listeners, a little bit about the concept of this trilogy and why it is a trilogy, and could it be four films or five films and one?
Well, everything starts with a newspaper title, A Teacher Robbed a Bank.
Yeah.
And when we saw this title, we thought, oh my God, this is a film. After that, we start to look around in the medias, and all the time our attention was captured by this kind of stories. We decided to make three stories in which there are absurdity and contrast and potential for this kind of films. Why three? Maybe there could be more, of course. We don't know. For now, we want to tell to listeners and to audience that we will be three. But after that, we'll see.
Well, I whether it'll be 300 or 400 or 600, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the next one, because so far you've done no wrong. And I really appreciate taking the time to talk with us. And hopefully, we'll see each other again to talk about your next film.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.